right, what's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. Happy start of the week. Happy getting that money Monday, if you will. Before we dive into hotlines and Q&As, which this kicks off the beginning of a rough 30-day experiment that we're doing to experiment on two major things. So number one is something that we're trying, which is like, is there a way that we could do something where we do live clipping? Which is, rather than have an entire ingestion process and finding the moments process and then editing and then post-production and QA and then posting, which is kind of like how things have gone, is there a way that we can go from live to clipped content in minutes? And so this is one way of me providing the raw material to do that. And so that's number one. And number two, this started because Layla asked me a few weeks back. She was like, what are the things you enjoy most? And I was like, I really do enjoy doing these kind of hotlines, these Q&As, because I feel like even if none of the content ever performs as content, I know that the actual content performed for that individual. And so I think for whatever reason, it tickles my, do good things, help people out muscle. So that being said, I want to start with something that's been top of mind for me, which is how much change do you change when you are at different points in business? And I think one of the hardest things that I've had to deal with is I tend to want to kill a mosquito with a cannon, right? I want to overkill. If something makes me uncomfortable in the business, I hate it so much that I want to change everything. And I would say this is probably one of my bigger weaknesses as an entrepreneur. And I would say it's probably a cousin or, a step sibling to lack of focus. That one being the biggest. And I would say this is probably like the number two sin that I suffer the most from. And so I've been thinking a lot about this because there's a time where you need to be willing to disassemble what you have in order to build what you want. And so there's also times where you should not really mess very much with what you're doing and very, very minorly tweak if you feel, quote, uncomfortable with your current situation. And I was like, what delineates those two things? Because I see people every week who are in one of those two buckets. It's like they have been stuck in their particular business at, $1 million, $3 million, $10 million, whatever it is, for a while. And they're at a point where they can't really see how they're going to scale it. And so when you're in that bucket, and this gets particularly difficult once you have people depend on you, you have a lifestyle, you make a certain amount of money, that you might actually have to take your business apart and rebuild it in a different way. And I was talking about this with a friend of mine where I said, it is harder to build a $1 billion coaching business than it is to build a $1 billion insurance company or a $1 billion bank or software company. And how would I know that? There is no $1 billion coaching business, and there are tons of people who want one. And so when I look at that, it's like, okay, so there's something characteristic about this model that makes it very, 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 very difficult to scale. And so when I bring that up, to say there's, in any industry, anybody who's listening or watching this, if you think about your business and then think about the maximum extreme, you should look at what the highest version of that business actually looks like. And if there isn't one, there's probably a reason for it. So either you're going to be an innovator and you're going to be SpaceX and Elon, or there's something very, very difficult about this business as it scales, right? And so if you're in that situation where you're like, I want to be a billionaire, multi-billionaire, trillionaire, whatever your magic number is, right? And then you look at your existing vehicle and you're like, there's literally no one, and this vehicle has existed for a long time, that has achieved this thing that I want, then you have to be willing to basically blow it up. And that sounds like a very extreme thing, but I know so many entrepreneurs were like, they got to kind of like the highest level, a local maximum, right? They got to the small peak on a much bigger mountain range of their potential. And they had to be willing to say, I'm going to lose my status to myself, mostly because no one really cares, right? Where I define my self-worth by my revenue or my profit or my cash flow. And of course you shouldn't do that, but you still kind of do. And they have to be able to take this giant step back and then look at all the resources, skills, and money that they have and think, okay, what would be the best use of all of these raw assets, and how could I deploy them in a way that would get me the highest return? And I'd say on that extreme, you don't want to blow everything up, but there is a point where if you have been stagnated, number one, so here's my like litmus test for this, because I was thinking about this, because I think it's like this very interesting dichotomy between two very extreme sets of choices. So number one is, if you've been stagnant and there is no version of the business that you have that is significantly larger or has accomplished the goals that you have, then that might be a condition where you might or should be willing to consider dramatically changing the business. And we sold one of our companies to a different group, and they basically were unwilling to take risks proportional to what the business required. And so that, I just had a conversation this morning about that particular thing. So it's like I've had a number of small things that have happened in the last, you know, call it 7 days that made this top of mind. But then on the opposite end of that, so yesterday morning, I met with a couple leaders in the company, and we were talking about one kind of issue that we have, you know, within the business. And I proposed what I would consider to be a more radical change because I have a tendency to want to just burn everything to the ground and like start over. But that extreme is not warranted when you are doing well, right? So this is my big point here. If you're doing well and there are bigger versions of the business that you have and things are trending up and to the right, that is usually not the point to take out your cannon. Right, that is not the point where you're taking out your chainsaw. You should be having your sandpaper and maybe a little chisel, you know, to just like make fine details in the business more than take a jackhammer to the thing and then build it all from the ground up. And so that is, so I don't know which situation you're in, but in either of those situations, you need to have a different lens, because I see people stuck at both, where like they can't get past a certain level because they keep reinventing the business over and over and over again. And so their team and themselves and their customers are constantly in this reactivity, in this whiplash of the changes that they consistently are making, because they forget that most people don't understand all the plans in their head. And all that other people understand is the few words they've communicated about it, which most people have no context on. And they didn't consume all the other stuff that got you to this conclusion. Right. And then on the other hand, the people who need to take more change, and typically this comes in the form of being willing to sacrifice their lifestyle for the short term in order to accomplish their larger goals. Right. Like Alex Becker, who was at my Money Models launch, he had a very large kind of information business, and then he basically shut it all down and started Hyros, and then Hyros became a much more valuable business and bigger. Sam Ovens from school had consulting.com, and then he shut it down when it was making, I don't know, $3 million a year, and I think he was working like a day a week on it. And think about how crazy that is. Like, even the day a week was too much in terms of the lack of focus and distraction it was taking away from school. And only when he shut it down did school really take off. And so there's something very important on both sides of these things, which is like, if no one has achieved what you want and you've been plateaued for an significant amount of time, it might be worth taking a jackhammer to the thing and being willing to take two steps back from an ego perspective in order to build the thing that actually has the potential to become what you want. On the other hand, if you're winning, it's the opposite set of skills that you have. And so this is one of those very interesting things from entrepreneurship perspective, which is the right tool for the job. Like, you need to have a jackhammer sometimes, and you need to have sandpaper sometimes, you need to have your chisel out, but what you want to make sure you're doing is you're not chopping a tree down with sandpaper, and that you're not trying to jackhammer to do a final details on the Mona Lisa, all right? And so I'll set that as my Monday morning intention for you guys in terms of the degrees of change. If you're winning, change very little. If you're losing, you might want to consider changing a lot, and losing can mean different things to different people depending on your goals. All right. So with that, I feel like I feel good. I feel good. I have one more. I'll go deep in after a few calls. I'll do a little riffsky. But what are we? Who we got? Who we got first?
Cyprian.
Hey Alex.
What's up, man? Let's rock.
Yeah, cool. My name is Cyprian Frimbies from Netherlands. We sell houseplant soil to plant lovers. This year we did about 6 to 7 million in revenue at about 5% profit.
Okay.
I would like to get to 30 at 20% profit. Yeah. And what's stopping me is kind of like a split focus between direct to consumer and B2B retail. So from the scaling workshop and the ACQ AI, I kind of have concluded we should shift our focus to B2B. But my skill set is fully in like direct to consumer, and it also grows pretty quick. We never put any effort on B2B, and we got like 100 stores basically by accident. And it just kind of came in via inbox. But it feels like this kind of unknown thing to me, and risky to like bet the whole farm on.
Yeah.
7% is B2B of our revenue. And yeah, why this matters is that like it's my first business, started it 5 years ago from a bet loop. And we basically lost money for the first 4 years, about 700K in total. I'm 26, so I really like want this to work, right? This will be like the first profitable year, so I don't want to jinx it by taking my focus off.
Okay. What do you want to have? So you want to get to 30 with 20% margins. Is there any soil business that you've seen that has 20% margins in your space?
Not that I'm aware of, but we're quite like high price, so it should work.
It's interesting that when you're selling direct to consumer that you don't have the margin. Is like, what are your gross margins?
Direct to consumer, about 55%.
Okay. And then what's your repurchase rate? Do you have